Good. I don't even need to know about it.
That's right.
Is it probably for the best that I don't?
Well, it's not. I'm not ashamed.
Okay.
I just don't need to tell you about it. Uh-oh.
No, gosh.
Oh, no. We're starting late.
I know.
It happened.
There was no reason to start late either. I was just screwing around downstairs.
Oh, okay. I was just up here waiting for you.
I know.
Okay. Well, that's
fine. And then I came up, and then you had to fix the thing that went wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
And then I needed a just like 5 seconds of a How to Cake It video just to relax. I needed to watch her spread some ganache.
That's good.
On a real smooth on a cake.
Oh.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried to ice anything.
Yeah, oh God. I do it and the whole cake comes off.
I made a complete cock of it. I think that that's one of those things. It's like any sort, it's like sports where it's like gymnastics or something.
Yeah, like
this is impressive, but like I have no conception of like
how you got there.
How actually difficult it is.
Or that. Yeah. That always frustrates me about like watching gymnastics or skateboarding or anything where I'm just like, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But like just getting to the point where I know one person is better than another is like more work than I'm willing to put in.
Right. Like I know it's really hard to ride a skateboard. Like, like to even like stay on a skateboard without falling off.
Uh-huh.
Like that's,
I can't do that.
So like I don't understand how you do any of that other shiz.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all impressive to me.
Yeah. Yeah, just the people who are like going down the street not falling off and like shooting their skateboard off into the river. I'm always like, you can't do this on a bridge.
On the bridge.
Seems so unsafe.
What happens?
You're gonna lose it. It's gonna go in the river. You're gonna have to get a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they cost. I had to buy a thing that charges our battery in our car.
That's not important.
So that I could start it. I guess it's probably not just because it was... Yep.
Popcorn.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine, not eating popcorn.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to... Delete this. Catherine was already like, she has a thing.
Whenever you start reading that sentence,
start yawning.
I must yawn. I should get some water though. I'm very thirsty.
Okay, go do that.
Okay, I'm under my blanket. Can you go get it for me? I'm all tucked in. My water bottle is next to my bed.
I would love to for you to.
Thank you. Please.
I love that we like went over to those people's house, mm-hmm. and you were like, I'll put on a different black sweatshirt.
The other black sweatshirt was pretty dirty.
I've been wearing that one for several days.
I had.
I'm not going to change these pants or this t-shirt, though.
No, I didn't. I smelled them. I gave them a sniff.
Okay, what's happening?
All right, Catherine, we're going to start out this week's Delete This.
The biggest tweet of the week.
By looking at a big old tweet from this week.
Show,
a lot of people sent this one to me, including Julian, who sent in this, how does a baguette move? If baguettes could move, how would they move?
No.
Give me your reasoning, please, says Sheep Films.
None of the above.
Well...
Number 3.
Good, then I've got extra.
Ooh, 7.
I've got more. 7? You like 7? You like where it's just walking
it's obviously 5.
Yeah, I mean, 5 is how a baguette actually moves. It just rolls down a hill.
Yeah.
I felt strong, like, so he did a poll, and I can't remember what won the poll. But
who's Dave?
Dave is of Sheep Films. You know,
he does things
like giving human eyeballs to his cat.
Okay, I guess I should follow Dave.
So most people said robot rotate,
yeah.
which is just where it's end over end flopping.
Right.
I felt pretty strongly about number 1 myself.
Really?
Yeah, because that seems like how a baguette would move.
No, but a baguette is crusty. Its crust is not flexible.
No, I know, but like if a baguette were an animal... Because this wouldn't, like, there's no way to actually make that work.
No, but it's not an animal, Hank. It's a loaf of bread.
If a baguette suddenly came to life, I feel like it would move number one like an inchworm. Like a gross slug.
Mm.
But no one agreed with me. Only 17% of people agreed with me. But yes, I can see how you would think number five. Where it's just rolling.
Anyway.
So that...
If you want to see these things we're discussing...
My bad. You can go to our show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. I will publish them immediately this week. I'm sorry, they were a day late last week.
Oh dear.
It was my bad. But also, I went and looked at some of the stuff on Sheep Films. It's pretty amazing. Mm. That he's got some high quality content going on there.
Good for him.
February 4th, my first tweet of the week, Catherine, that we're going to talk about. It's just talking about the fact that we got a new animatic out. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Hubba-de-goo-boo.
We can't watch it right now.
Oh no.
You gotta have to watch it afterward.
We don't have enough time.
It's pretty long. It's like a 4-minute long video of
I
us.
I missed it.
Of us saying jaw rules.
That's okay. That's an incentive for me to get through this podcast quick. Sorry, guys. Oh boy, I'm excited.
Also on February 4th, I tweeted, me, do you want this broccoli? Him. No, no, no. Puts broccoli in mouth. No, 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 no. Choose. No, 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 no.
That's 2 year old.
Is this like, what do you mean no?
He's confused about what new means, maybe?
I think he's just contrary. Mm. No, 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 no.
Yeah. He does like broccoli, though.
He does like broccoli.
Yeah, like, I think he maybe just doesn't like the idea of broccoli.
Yeah. I had a very good reply tweet from Luke Thorne, who said, this, but social media. Do you want this Twitter? No, 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 no. No. Logs on Twitter. No, 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 no. Scrolls through Twitter. No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it the whole time.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And another February 4th tweet from about my son as our top tweet of the week.
What?
With 18,000 likes.
What do you say about me?
About you?
Oh, my son. Who is me?
Constantly mourning the loss of cute baby words. Yeah. Oren said yogurt this morning. R.I.P. Yoguk. 2018 to 2019. You will be missed.
He... also said monster.
No!
Yeah.
No!
He said monster.
He's also saying caterpillar now. Not really.
Kapata.
Kapata is still pretty cute.
Instead of moke moke.
Which I love.
He does still occasionally point to a caterpillar and says moke moke.
Yeah.
I'm like, that one's name is moke moke? Moke moke. Kapata.
Kapata moke moke.
Kapata yes. Moke moke.
Same with butterfly. He's now saying butterfly, but he still says flip
sometimes
float.
Sometimes flip float. Yeah. Maybe we've talked about it before, but monsters used to be called Nom Nom.
Yeah.
Because of Cookie Monster.
Mm-hmm. Who goes Nom 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 Nom. Yeah. Cookie Nom Nom. Nom Nom, nom, nom Trucks.
Nom Nom Huck.
Yeah.
Monster Truck.
I got an email from John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats about this tweet.
Really?
I did.
That's
he was
funny.
Like, hey, I wrote a poem about that. Here it is.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing? I got lots of good replies from people. Brian Wecht said, we lost Fimfoot and Fweet in favor of Swimsuit and Sweet about a month ago, and we were in mourning for 2 solid days.
Yeah.
My Dodger says, my parents still ask me if it's darken outside and call wallets walnuts and guitars titars. So you can just live in denial and make a cute family thing, lol.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be like, look at them nom nom, Oren, for the rest of his life.
Yep, rest of his life.
So
absolutely.
It's true.
Oren, you want some yogurt?
Let's go to the Nom Nom Huck rally.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Grave diggle.
My best friend Arnie Niekamp says, my daughter calls the iPad she's allowed to watch on planes and long car rides her patio, and I will never ever correct her. Oh, God.
That's right, Arnie Niekamp. he know about this relationship?
That we're best friends?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
I assume he doesn't listen to Delete This. Yeah. All right, Catherine, here's
delightful.
The picture of no. John with Nick Cage half photoshopped onto his face.
Yeah, that's a nope for me.
I got halfway through and I was like, perfect.
That's perfect. That's
I did it. And I put it on Instagram. I put it everywhere. And Destin from Smarter Every Day came on Twitter and he was like, God dang it, Hank, everywhere I go, this face is following me around.
I've seen it everywhere. Nope.
He's coming for you. Nick Cage, half John Green is coming for you. It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Because, like, their facial expressions are very different in the two photos. John is, like, looking surprised and Nick Cage is looking very subdued. Oh, it's intense.
I don't like it.
Turned out surprisingly good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a something.
Yeah.
It's a something.
I don't know that I helped that video get any more views than it otherwise would have by making this thumbnail, but fingers crossed, maybe.
Oh, well.
February 7th.
Oh, chugging along.
Yeah, we're chugging along.
Chugging along.
About the 2019 social internet and also, I don't know, billionaires these days. Not getting defensive and douchey and convinced that all complaints are illegitimate when you get attacked by strangers on the internet is hard, but it's a vital skill that people with power in 2019 need to develop desperately. It is hard. I don't think that, like, it's hard, but I'm also like, I don't care that it's hard. You have so much going for you.
Yeah, just do it.
Just figure it out. Like, I tweet a similar thing that is about this same phenomenon a little bit later that did not... It was a little more confusing than this much more straightforward tweet. It does feel very strange. And also, oftentimes people are... They're performing at you, and you know that it's performative, and that they're not actually trying to explain to you with a thing that you did wrong, or they're performing to each other, and you're not in their calculus at all. And so it isn't as if there is a sort of good faith conversation going on, but that's how it is now, and sometimes you are right and you need to, like, defend yourself and okay, and sometimes you're wrong and you need to figure that out instead of, like, assuming that everything is wrong just because being attacked feels bad. But it does feel bad. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
But, like...
I mean, especially if there's any sort of legitimacy.
Yeah. I think that it is worse when there's legitimacy to it. Yeah.
Yes. Because you're like, ugh!
Yeah.
I made a mistake and everyone noticed.
Uh-huh. It would be much easier.
It's like the worst thing for a human being to...
Yeah. Everybody is talking about my mistake. Literally, it feels in those moments, it feels like everyone.
Yeah, it's like falling up the stairs at school and having everyone see you and, like, critique you for... having done that.
Yeah.
Like, yuck, you could have done that better.
Well,
you mean it's less than that. Like, you actually made a mistake. You didn't just trip.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, this person legitimately didn't know that they were saying a dumb thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I understand that. But, like,
There's also kind of maybe no excuse for that at some point.
I think that
at some point in your life,
you're a person who,
like, if you exist in this space,
is professionally in the space.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who aren't professionally in the space. They're professionally in other spaces,
right.
But they come onto the space to say their, like, hot take that would be fine in their space.
Mm-hmm, that's interesting. Yeah.
And that's why they think it's okay to say.
Right.
This platform is open to everyone, and you gotta like, leave it alone. Like, what's the point? Why come on to this place if you're not...
just ready for this.
If you're not a citizen, if you're not, like, sort of obligated by some addiction / feeling of obligation. Which is what I have. I have both the addiction and the feeling of obligation. It's really weird to think about that, actually. I do feel like I need to be a citizen of the space because I live there. And so if I leave it behind, I'm leaving it to the bad people.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I don't know.
Should I not feel that?
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want you to be doing that. But I think that someone should be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
We all have to do it. And that's the terrible thing about it.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Right? Why?
Yeah.
Can I not?
I think a lot of people feel that. I haven't heard it articulated very much. That, like, I'm a little bit on this platform because I feel like this conversation is important. Like, if all the good people leave, then the conversation happens without us. Not that there aren't conversations happening without us all over the place all the time anyway.
Yeah.
And, like, John has said to me several times, like, I think that you think that the conversation on Twitter is more important than it actually is. And maybe he's right.
Maybe. Yeah.
February 7th. Do you know what a hamburger fold or hot dog fold is? Re pieces of paper. And if so, where did you grow up? Because we had a friend say to us, or I guess she was talking to someone else on the phone and they didn't know what that was. And we were like, we also do not know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We did not. I mean, I've got it. I get hot dog especially because like a hot dog. Yeah, like that's how hot dog buns work. But hamburgers don't fold. No. They're just bun.
They just had to come up with something else that went with hot dog.
I don't know what that clam fold.
Yeah, but hot dog fold and clam fold.
That's confusing.
Doesn't.
What I found was that 76% of people know what that is.
Wow.
So we're
76% of the people that follow you.
Correct. So we're way behind. And also it does not appear to be.
I feel like it's really impacted my life that much.
It does not appear to be. Yeah, no, I agree. I would just say horizontally, fold it horizontally or vertically. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Here's an actual vocabulary word you can use. But instead I'm going to talk about hot dogs and hamburgers.
I assume that this is for like people learn this in kindergarten. Yeah. But before we had kindergarten. Yeah.
After we had kindergarten.
Correct.
Yes. Because we were learning words like horizontal and vertical.
Well, that's
actual vocabulary words. Like perpendicular.
Catherine is not here.
I'm not here for your infantilization of language.
Or your infantilization of infants, either. It's also not necessary.
I mean, you gotta grow out of it. Gotta finally, eventually learn geometry and be able to talk like adults.
It did not appear to be regional. It appeared to be age-based.
Uh-huh.
That was interesting to sort of figure out. Like, after I tweeted this, like, it was clear that people from all over were saying that they knew this term. Then I was like, but how old are you? And people were like, I don't know what that is. And I said, if you don't know what this is, how old are you? And everybody was in their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And 50s and 60s. But
who
mostly
is
30s and 40s.
Responsible for this?
Who did this?
Which?
Ooh, I wonder. I wonder if somebody actually knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's in living memory somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Who is the first hot dog folder?
More importantly, who is the first hamburger folder?
Is most, much less.
That's a travesty. That's not even a real thing. Hamburgers don't connect in the back.
Well, I mean, they do actually. If you buy the buns, if you buy the like 4-pack of pre-pack, because they only slice part of the way through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're right.
You know, you have to
so you can tear them apart.
Yeah. So it's like a hot dog.
All right.
When you,
I guess if you get similar. The pre-packaged ones, not like at McDonald's. I'm hungry now. I just said I'd thought about hamburgers for too long.
We talked about hamburgers for too long. Hank's hungry.
I want one of those really cheap ones from McDonald's.
Great, you had a lovely dinner.
They were so good. It was delicious. But I want one of the cheap ones. One of those that they're like they used to be 29 cents. That kind.
You don't though.
Oh God, they're great.
You just think you do. You're just your
You're right.
Yep.
That's like I need to stop eating.
The platonic ideal of that food in your brain.
Yeah.
Is much better than the actual food.
It's true. I like how thin they are.
They're the perfect size for children.
Yeah, they're skinnier than like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This is like the whole thing could fit through a credit card slot. It's just, Catherine, do you want to talk about this bullshit?
Probably not, but I guess.
Amazon dips into the tips earned by contracted delivery drivers to cover.
Excuse me?
To cover what they owe them. When you tip an Amazon driver.
I have so many questions.
Adam Conover explains.
What?
The driver doesn't receive that money as a bonus. Instead, Amazon uses it to pay them the base wage they were already promised. This is an unfair and misleading practice that doesn't match anyone's understanding of a tip.
Who tips? What? What is an Amazon driver?
Oh, sorry. In some places, you can get Amazon stuff delivered, immediately. So in cities, like big cities, like okay. not Missoula. You can be like, bring me a packet of pens, and Amazon will have someone drive them directly to your house, and they'll get there that day.
So it's not.
It's like Uber it's Eats for pens. The UPS
driver. It's yeah. Amazon Now.
Yes, Amazon Now. I'm sure that's what it's called. It's called Amazon Now with an exclamation point and two O's. No. Amazon. I can't even. Is what it's called. It's called.
It's called Amazon.
I mean, we should talk. It was like negative 25 degrees outside, and we Uber Eats chicken McNuggets, and this poor like 22-year-old girl had to get them to our house.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did great.
Uh-huh.
I should have tipped her with cash.
You should have tipped her with cash.
I'm afraid now of the situation, yeah. What's happening with my tips.
Yeah, you should tip cash. God. If you ever can.
This is like, but like, let's just.
But at restaurants even.
Oh, like, yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
You should. Yeah. It gives the worker the power to do what they choose with it.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying what they should choose to do with it.
Nope.
But.
Put it right in the pocket.
Giving it in their power. You know, and at restaurants, usually tips are pooled and et cetera. But like, yeah, I think. It, but like this.
That's effed up.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I mean, it's not like we thought Amazon was a good company before
like,
this.
I would never have even thought that this was a thing that could be a possibility. And it turns out it is not just Amazon. A number of companies do this. Yeah, so I tweeted about that a little later, that Dashlane also does this. And when called out on it, they were like, no, we're going to keep doing it. And I was like, all right, new policy. Always pay everyone everywhere with cash.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That was a gross noise.
The worst part about it was that I heard it come from your duodenum.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
It's a real funny word.
It's a really funny word, but I'm pretty sure it's on the bottom side of the stomach.
Yeah, no, I know.
You think it came all the way from down there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it came from real long.
That was in your intestines first. Yeah. Came back into the stomach and then up the esophagus.
It was like that's not good.
If that's the way things move, that's real bad.
That's the opposite of how
there's,
you want it to
There's a
go.
Lot of systems that don't allow that to happen.
No. I knew the duodenum was not like between the stomach and the esophagus.
Okay.
Good. I wanted to say a funny intestinal word. And
it's
I
a
did.
Funny word. You did great
I
job.
I meant to.
This is a very weird clip if you want to play it from Foot of a Ferret. I don't know.
It's Howie Mandel.
Yep.
I'm loving the memes. Keep the memes coming. I'm collecting them all.
I just don't know. I'm loving the memes.
Oh my God.
Keep the memes coming.
It's like he's doing.
I just learned the word meme. It's mostly what I got from that clip.
He sounds like he's he's like working on his Jeff Goldblum impression. It's like sort of like memes. The cadence of Jeff Goldblum and like maybe something Jeff Goldblum would say.
I'm loving the memes.
Maybe somebody's making memes of Howie Mandel.
I assume so. I think that's a meme of Howie Mandel.
I mean, this is now a meme of Howie Mandel.
God damn it. Ideas are alive, aren't they?
They're coming for us like viruses.
They're eating our... Did I tweet that this week or was it last week?
I have no idea.
Sometime recently I tweeted... and I was in I had to delete it immediately. I tweeted, I think ideas might be alive, but I had to delete it because I was currently in a staff meeting and I knew that my people were going to see it and
you had tweeted it during the staff meeting. Yes. That you should not have been looking at Twitter during.
I wasn't looking at Twitter. I was like, oh my God. I was like head to staff and I was like, ideas are alive. They're like parasites in your brain. They consume the energy in my brain, don't they? Like having that thought while in a staff meeting.
Special.
Yeah. I almost made my video this week called Ideas Are Alive, but I didn't. Maybe next week. Who knows?
Maybe next week.
We'll see what happens.
You gotta make something.
I do.
You gotta make some kind of video.
And I have to do it in a record time because I'm gonna be in London and quite busy. All right, Catherine. Here's my next to top tweet of the week because people found it very hashtag relatable. Mm. I'm worried that people think I'm an unemotional robot because I tend to handle bad news very calmly in the moment. I just don't process emotions quickly. Instead, I move directly into planning and problem solving and freak out about it later. Just saying this out loud.
Just for anyone who ever interacts with me professionally.
Well, or, yeah. Or like for other people who...
maybe do the same thing.
Yeah, or who witness people not reacting emotionally to... and it's not even just bad news. Sometimes it's good news. Sometimes people are like, Hank, this amazing thing happened. You're like, you got nominated for an Audi Award for your book. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm like, I'm going to need you to explain to me why that's
good. Should I feel some way about that? Should I feel some type of way about that? Can you tell me how?
Yeah, it was like the time John was like, we're going to play a show at Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, explain.
Am I nervous? How am I feeling?
I'm
going
to need a bunch of context because I don't know anything about that. So many people related strongly to this. For example, Maureen Johnson, who tweeted at me, relates strongly. Lindsay Ella said, I don't recommend feelings anyway.
Well, the problem is that you aren't in control of them most of the time.
Yes.
Your feelings anyway. You can...
yeah. I could act like I was having a feeling, and usually I do.
Yeah.
Oftentimes I'm like, oh my God, that's so great. That's amazing. I'm so excited. But I'm like, on the inside, I'm just like thinking about, you know, Pop-Tarts or something. I like them. It's almost like I run away from serious big feelings. I'm like, I can't deal with that all at once. I'm going to have to divide that into parts and deal with them later. Which maybe means that I don't like have those moments where it's like, pop the champagne, this amazing thing happened.
Yeah.
But it also means that maybe like when the bad stuff happens, I also handle that better. All right, Catherine, February 9th. Oh, you're reading this? You should read this Blazing Saddles thread. It's amazing.
I'm going to need to.
It's so good.
I'm really going to need to read this Blazing Saddles thread.
Yeah, I read the whole thing and it's high quality stuff.
How do I like... put it somewhere so I
just
can...
click on like, and then you can go to your likes later. February 9th, I tweeted this, Catherine. I don't think that I achieved my full goal with this tweet idea, but I tweet, inane/not-well-thought-out criticism of a person who makes a living by collecting social capital and exists in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quote tweeted
like
that.
That's tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I quote tweeted that tweet form, and I said, snarky quote tweet of said criticism in order to build a victimhood narrative and accumulate more social capital.
Mm.
This was, I think, didn't quite come across. I didn't quite get my point across. And additionally, I think a lot of people didn't like my point. I really don't like it.
I mean, like I'm struggling a little bit to find the point because of just the way it, like the form...
yes, it is very weird.
The way you've written it,
and
maybe.
And meta. And it is also, this entire thing is a subtweet of a particular kind of thing that happens, which is a person who's famous on the internet finds somebody who says something negative about them.
Sure.
They quote tweet that negative tweet, and they say, fuck you, loser, hater, or something, or like, look at this dumb thing, or like,
shut up, Nancy,
or whatever.
Okay.
And they bring attention to the fact that people are hating on them.
Oh, I see.
And then they get their followers to be like, you're great. Ha, ha, ha. That was funny.
Yeah, listen to the haters.
You fucked the haters.
Yeah.
And like, so it humanizes you a little bit. And it highlights the fact that people are like, that you like have negative experiences on the internet. And, but like, to me, it's self-indulgent is what it feels like maybe. And it is also sort of like taking your negative experiences and like amplifying them and like reveling in the middle a little bit in this very, you know, I'm sure very human way of like, this bad thing is happening to me and I want to kind of indulge in it.
Right. And have
instead
people
of just,
like help you. help you do that. Minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it turns it into content. And I don't think it should be content. I think it should be evaporate from existence. And if you don't engage with it, it evaporates. It is as if it never happened.
Exactly.
Except to you and your heart. And so to me, to turn to like amplify it is only like only increasing the amount of like discord.
I guess, but there are some cases where you like, I mean, people are saying terrible things to other people.
Yeah. So should we be like saying
and
like
some of those things should be responded to, maybe not like in this form.
Yeah. Maybe not like
maybe
shut
not
up Nancy.
In this forum.
Yeah.
But like, I think when terrible things are being said about people, it can be helpful to respond to those things and be like, why did you say this? Who do you like?
Yeah.
I am a person.
Yeah.
Like, I think the don't feed the trolls thing is one way to be on the internet.
And it's, but it is not
also,
the only tool.
You do also have to sometimes respond to them.
Yep.
Because if you don't, then maybe it's just trolls.
Yeah. And
wasn't
like,
that, haven't we talked about this already?
Yeah, we've talked about stuff like this for sure. And the other thing that like I am often told, because I'm like, for, you know, on sort of the bell curve of responses to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because of history of it not going well for me, I am like pretty anti it. But I do get a lot of people, like I think most creators would say, but like I need to defend myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are saying really nasty things about me, and like sometimes it's sitting around out there, and like I can't just not engage with it. I can't just like let it sit there, especially if it's getting attention.
Right.
Like I need to either like tell people why this isn't true,
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, come like explain that like it's not.
Sometimes there's a way to treat it as though it's in a larger context too,
right,
which makes it more valuable for other people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not necessarily just responding to that one person's, but to the idea that they're coming from, wherever it is that they're coming from, like, you know, here's why the thing that you're saying isn't accurate because of these contextual reasons. You know, it's hard to speak of this in a vague, very vague manner, but
No, I get exactly what you mean. That to like to instead of being like, this person sucks, being like, here, let's talk
like
about
this. When I hear things like this, it means to me that you have the wrong idea for this reason, or you know, when
Which
you say this
like,
kind of thing to this person,
right,
to people like this, and other people see you saying this, it means this.
Right. Good. Yeah. I mean, I can see exactly what you mean. And
because, I mean, it's not like this is one problem that impacts one type of person. There's a lot of intersections where this impacts people. So
I mean, I see it oftentimes that like that it's particular. Like I don't like it particularly when the tweet that they're calling out is just really dumb.
Right.
And like nobody was seeing it.
No.
Nobody was agreeing with it. It was just like this, like some stoop, like a person who like had a thought and tweeted it because like Twitter is designed to make it so fucking easy to have a thought become public.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how good your thought is. Like, ah, I just typed it and I pressed enter and it happened. If you quote tweet some hate that is like really useless and and everybody agrees that it's dumb, you're just fishing for content right now.
Yeah.
And I saw that happen.
Right.
But since I've tweeted this, like it becomes so obvious that it is basically a genre of tweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many tweets like this that are just like, I saw the dumbest hate of me.
Yeah.
So all hate of me is dumb.
How dare they?
Anyway, let's move on, Catherine, to February 9th. Okay. Holy shit, I have a lot of socks.
It's true. My gosh.
Holy shit, I have a lot of socks.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, it's happened because they don't take up very much space, and we have several places for you to put them.
Yeah, I have a main sock drawer, which is quite small.
Uh-huh.
And then I have like my overflow sock drawer.
a second quite small overflow sock drawer.
Oh, what's my quite small overflow? Do I not know about one of my sock drawers?
Are both of those ones in the little ones?
Oh, no. One of those is my underpants.
Okay. Sometimes there's socks in one of your underpants drawers then.
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible.
You mean the big
overflow. Yeah, I got the big overflow one.
And then the sometimes there's
And sometimes there's there in the one below that. Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to keep them out of there. I don't know
how that happened. I didn't do that.
I don't know. I'm sure I did it. I have gone through and I've taken a bunch of socks and I put them in a pile of trash socks. Because like I keep wearing socks for way too long. One, two. I had socks that I have not worn. Old socks, not nice looking socks that I have not worn in a decade.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw me wear a white pair of tennis socks?
Plain white tube sock? Maybe for a costume?
Maybe.
Napoleon Dynamite, maybe? Like
I fully transitioned over to whimsical socks like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
How do you feel about
Why do you have so many socks?
How do you feel about my transition to whimsical socks?
I am completely ambivalent. I don't care.
You don't have any opinion about my...
I like the socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm worried it's too much. Her face says it is not too much.
No.
Okay. I like whimsical socks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're, Agent Booth. Like, I'm an FBI agent. I gotta wear a suit, but I also got fancy socks. And my belt buckle says, cock.
Happening.
You know, it's not that
bones?
Kind of a thing. Yeah.
You're talking about Bones right now.
I'm talking about Bones right now, a show that I have not watched in years.
So many years. Is it still on TV?
I have no idea. Okay. But there was like the thing where like he always had like
socks
under his suit, you know? Yeah. Like it doesn't seem something you're just putting on.
Like doing for attention?
No. It seems like something you're genuinely
right.
You like
Yes, I do really genuinely like whimsical socks.
Yeah, so I don't think you're hurting anyone with your whimsical socks.
No, I don't think so either.
Except for the drawers.
Yeah, I do need fewer of them. And they don't last forever, so I should just cut it down to the ones that I really like. I should see if they spark joy, Catherine. We got a kitty for you. It's been a while since you had a good cameo.
Listen to the sound of this pleasant purrs.
Oh, it's real good.
She wants to get off.
She does want to go
she
away.
She wants to go away real bad. Ow.
Ow.
Ow, she scratched me.
Ew, calm.
Ooh, I got a claw.
Calm needles.
She's purring because she wants us to go feed her.
I haven't done that yet. I feel like I've said this in public before, but just in case I haven't, Spotify is the media company I believe is most likely to pose a significant threat to YouTube. You know, business tweets. Sometimes I gotta have my business tweets.
God, I don't feel like you've said that in public before. I don't know what you mean by public. Do you mean Twitter?
On Twitter.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I mean. You don't have a strong opinion about that tweet, I bet. My wife?
Nope.
So it's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I didn't tweet the tweet. It's draft tweets from Hank. The fact that I have to live with the decisions that some dumber, less well-informed version of myself has made seems surprisingly unfair to me. Were you not listening?
No, I... I mean, that's just life, man.
It's just... It is...
Like, are you disappointed in the decisions you've made?
No, not all of them. Some of them, yes.
I see. Well?
None of them have anything to do with you.
Okay.
yeah. You just have to keep living life that, based on the actions of that past person.
Uh-huh.
Who isn't really me?
Yeah, I know. But
I decided not to tweet that because it seemed a little bit whiny. It seemed whiny.
It's just. It doesn't. That's just how it is. There's nothing you could do about that.
That is literally how time works.
That is how time works.
And finally, we got our last tweet of the week, which I tweeted just 8 hours ago. It says, "Elephant wants you to go on a learning adventure. Open the book. There is much to explore." Which is what the toy that Oren has sings
over and over again
when you don't play for it, when you don't play with it for anymore. You stop
Does
playing
it say
with it.
There is much to explore?
I think so. Elephant wants you to go. No, I hate that part so much because, like, why? Like, no, I feel like they could have.
I just
written
really
a
don't
much
want you to sing
better
it.
Song. Okay, should I sing the end part? There is much to explore. I think that's what it says. I Googled it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't like on their website.
Like, there is so much to explore.
There is so much to explore.
Or
that would fit the meter better.
There is a lot to explore, but yeah, but they're not clearly not interested in fitting the meter.
No, because of the two syllable go.
Yeah.
And the two syllable learn.
He'll be unsurprised to know that this was a toy that
we did not
purchase.
I had so there were two main responses to this tweet. One, confusion / trying to make a joke of what I said. Two, extraordinarily annoyed parents.
Yeah, we're not the only one with that elephant, I bet.
No, we are not. All right, Catherine, do you want to play a Twitter game with me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your quarterback name is your father's middle name. And
I can't tell you that because that's like one of those things.
It is. It does feel like one of those things.
It's one of those things. These people are trying to break into my passwords.
Nobody ever asks for your father's middle name. I don't know. Maybe they do. And the last physical thing you did. Mine is Phil Liftpug.
Last physical thing you did?
Yeah.
Okay, what counts as a physical thing?
I don't know. Like when I first saw this tweet, I'm just going to use the first name because people know my dad's first name. It would have been Mike Knucklecrack.
Gross.
Because I had just cracked my knuckles. But I feel like the last physical thing I did was probably Mike sit down.
Do they mean like physical activity?
Right,
like,
okay.
In that way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seems like.
Sure. Like if I had done a push-up recently, I would
be like
Mike.
Toss son.
Toss son. Yeah. I did toss Oren. That was pretty physical. He's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I also lifted him.
Yeah.
Or placed him down. What was the last physical activity you did?
Oh, I don't really do that much.
Dick Pilates.
That's a terrible one. Wow. It's like...
Yeah, it's, you know...
It's like the Pilates that your
training.
Dick does.
Yeah, I gotta work on its core.
My dad's name is Richard. He goes by Dick. I'm not telling you his middle name.
I actually don't know your dad's middle name.
Good.
I can't hack her.
That's for me to know, and no one else. What is it? My quarterback name.
Yeah.
All right. Dick Pilates is a pretty good quarterback name.
Catherine's Dick Pilates, and I'm Michael Knucklecrack.
I guess.
Thank you to Anna for sending it in, who was Edward Movebed. So we've also got Carl Nursebaby, Leroy Diddishot.
Jesus.
Robert Sex with Wife.
Oh, boy. Just got right on the Twitter after that, huh?
Oh, there's
just,
also...
Just came here from Sex with Wife to tweet.
Yeah,
That seems like a brag. Mm-hmm. Ronald
answered
dad's questions about car insurance. Geico, is that you?
Steven took a dump.
That's, I see.
Mm-hmm. Thomas laundry folder.
So many laundry folders in the world.
Jack squats.
Terrence Fart.
Terrence Fart.
Okay, it's growing on you.
People got really good dad middle names.
Terrence Fart is good. All Mortimer Snot Cry.
That's pretty sad. Pasquale Drink Hemp. Ugh. Pasquale. Stephen Smoke Weed. Smoking weed is not a physical activity.
Are you doing it with your body?
Earl Open Pickles. What about Dick Wrestle Cat? Just wrestled the cat a little bit.
I did kind of wrestle that cat a little bit. Dick, annoy my cat.
All right, Catherine, that means it's time for our final moments of joy. Have you seen this one yet? This is a poodle playing a piano. But wait, Catherine, is it more than that?
Aw, oh, it's a whole music video.
Yeah.
Is her name Dolly?
Probably. Let's just say yes.
Yeah, good glasses. That's cute.
That's cute. Good job, Eve Cornwell. And thanks to everybody who sent that in. And we got it from a few different people. Me, I have so much to do, I really need to start work. Also me, creates a video where my dog stars as Dolly Parton.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Very good use of your time.
Very good. So this person just scratched their raccoon, and the raccoon is like, don't stop that, woman. I need more of that. Put it... Raccoons are people.
No, I cannot advocate this video.
Because you cannot have a pet raccoon?
Yeah, that's a wild animal. That person gonna eat you. Like, just waiting for you to eat. For you to die. So they can eat you.
You don't think Gammy is going to eat us?
Or fall asleep.
And then this one got sent in by Catherine Green, who sent in this, you really going to scroll past without saying howdy?
This one got me.
To this. You guys really going to scroll past without saying howdy? You got to say howdy to that dog.
That big mastodon with the tiny sheriff's hat on his head.
What's he doing?
I mean, it's
why is he standing outside that convenience store?
It's just like, yeah, he's like on the sidewalk outside a sketchy convenience store.
The PS Mini Mart.
Weird,
here.
A tiny sheriff's hat. I'm patrolling.
Y'all best not be loitering. Outside of the PS Mini Mart.
I got my ear on you.
I can sniff you out from 20 miles away. All right, we got some questions, Catherine. This one comes from Punk Rock Pianist, who says, could you share some of your favorite recipes and meals from January? An aspiring vegetarian. Well, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Clif Bars got me a long way. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Let's be honest about it. That's really what was going on. Because I only cook dinner like 3 or 4 nights a week. And those were the only other meals he was eating.
Oh my God. I did not do it great. I did not do it the way you're supposed to do it. What else did I do? Refried beans, cheese, and hot sauce in a tortilla. Also was a staple.
Real good meals. There's a lot of farts.
Oh, especially in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anytime you do that sort of thing.
Yeah, changes. Mm-hmm. For sure. Terry tweets, I'm sorry, I really honestly have no good recipes for you. Like, the best things we ate by far was stuff from HelloFresh. Which yeah, they have great vegetarian
meals from HelloFresh. Or, like, you can go on their website and you can look at their recipes.
Yeah, just
like,
take them off the website.
You don't have
to use their stuff.
No, you don't have to buy. You don't have to buy the meal plans. You can just look at the recipes.
Yeah,
they're great.
We're not sponsored by HelloFresh. We don't need HelloFresh. We got a Patreon.
Yeah, just go to the Patreon. We'll put some recipes up on the Patreon.
This next tweet comes from Terry, who says, "Me singing along with Delete This Pod." It's time for Hank tweets from Draft Greed. It's tweets that tanked it week. There's quite a few of them from this week. It's Frank tweets from Raft.
It's as close as it ever gets.
That was really good. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Corey says, Okay, so your show is one pod I sincerely am joyous to see in my podcatcher each week, and I so badly want to help you by leaving a 5-star review, but I don't use Apple products. Mm. Where can us Android people leave you love? I don't know. People are always saying, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, but iTunes appears to be the only place where you can leave a review.
Yeah.
So I was only saying that because other people do, but now I feel like I've been lied to.
No, I don't think they say leave a review wherever you get your podcast. You said that you can find us wherever you get your podcast.
No, I've heard people say that. Oh. Leave a review on iTunes or wherever else. But there's nowhere else that takes reviews.
And I have no idea then.
Also, why not? Why don't other places, why can't I leave a review on Google Play Music?
I don't know. I don't do either of those things.
I definitely, the places that I use, you can't leave reviews. So I'm sorry, Corey. I'm sorry to everybody also who left a review this week, because we're not going to do that because it's too late. We have to go to bed.
It is very late.
We started too late.
We got to feed the cat and got to go to bed.
So our last tweet from this week.
And also, there won't be one of these next week.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in London. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody. This last tweet comes from Amelia, who says, Hank Green, there's good news for the future of Uncle Hank's Living Museum of Peculiar Pecora. Because over a 10-week period, 11 ungulate calves were born at the St. Louis Zoo. All right, everybody, thank you for hanging out. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And thank you to everybody who sent us in your questions, your comments, your viral moments of joy, your Twitter games. And thank you for labeling them Twitter games so that I would know and how to find them, because I love those Twitter games. Mm-hmm. And if you've got some viral moments of joy or Twitter games to send to us, you can use that hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S.
Thank you, Pipples.
You can find me. I'm on Twitter at Hank Green Catherine.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you all so much for listening.
See you later. This is a little out of context.
All right.
The State of the Union was...
It was this
earlier
week.
Earlier last week.
Yeah.
But Birds Rights Activist has this to say.
Mm-hmm.
The state of the union between my beak and this potato chip is strong. Instead of live twert, the boring human president didn't read words. I live tweet about this ant try carry an entire Cheerio. It hero. Go ant go. The ant have dropped the Cheerio, the horror, the suspense, the humanity of it. Oh, it pick it back up. Hashtag go ant go. Hashtag hero ant. Hashtag I'm with ant.
I'm with ant.